Today is short and to the point. It's about gun control and, you know, after all these horrific killings in Buffalo and Texas, it's like, I mean, I can speak for majority of the people. Majority of the people, we want to do away with guns because it's just senseless violence and crime. And the Buffalo situation, it was bad, but we, as people, probably thought that it couldn't get any worse. And then comes the Texas situation where a lot of children lost their lives. I mean, when older people lose their lives, we look at it like, okay, they lived, they got to see the goods about life. But you know, when a child loses his life, it's really tough. It's on everybody. I don't care how tough the core is, your inner, you're gonna hurt. And even the politicians that don't want to do anything about this, they hurt as well. But they won't express it because they have to stick to what they believe is right. Now, we have a lot of senators that can change things, but it'll never happen. And I'm going to tell you why it never happened. Because their kids would never have to. Okay, when I'm talking about school shootings, a lot of Republican senators don't give a damn because their kids will never have to attend a school where this can happen. As we speak now, most Republicans or whoever, their children are already in schools with guards in the security system. Public school, it'll be a long time before that happens. And in the lower income families, the schools are, it's like, do whatever. There's really no rules. But like I say, the Republican senators that don't want to make a change to these gun laws or the control of buying guns, their children, grandchildren, or whatever would never have to face this type of issue. So it's like they really don't give a damn because it's not affecting them. They looking at it like more black and brown people will take themselves out if we don't change the laws. And to me, and I know a lot of people agree with me, it's like being able to buy a high-powered rifle at the age of 18 is just, it makes no sense to me. Now, if you're buying a high-powered rifle to go hunt, think about it. You're buying a rifle, high-powered, AR-15, whatever. I don't know a lot about guns or whatever. The only thing I had was an M16. That was in the military. I used an M16. But, and it's too powerful to be on the streets. But the fact that you can go and purchase an AR-15 at 18 makes no sense to me. It's really, why would you even put a gun like that on a shelf? Well, think about it. You're 18. The fuck kind of problem have you developed that you need an AR-15? Something that's shooting, I don't know, let's say 30 bullets in 10 seconds. Why the hell would you need that? And even if somebody was breaking in your damn house, why would you need a gun that powerful? Why? A handgun, a pistol is okay. But like I said, even if you hunt. And I say this because I'm speaking of my time in the military. And I had a lot of friends that hunt. And they were gun crazy. Yes, they were Republicans. Most of them white. But I couldn't understand why have a high-powered rifle If you're going duck hunting, duck hunting, turkey hunting, or deer hunting, if you shooting, shit, you ain't gonna have no meat left. If it's shooting 30 bullets every 10 seconds, there's no meat left. So they can't say, oh, don't take our guns, we can't hunt. You don't need a fucking high power rifle or gun to hunt. It's one kill. Now, if you stay out in Idaho or whatever where the bear population is heavy, I kind of can understand it a little bit, but think about it. The Midwest, Idaho, Omaha, and stuff like that, you don't hear of, Idaho and North Dakota, you don't hear of shootings when the states are all forest or whatever. But I can understand if you're on a big piece of land, wild animals, I can understand it a little bit if the bear population is high. But if it's just straight wild animals, you don't need that type of stuff. But if you want to make a white person upset, you act like you're going to take their guns away. And they get upset. I never understood the thing about guns. I know we all need protection or whatever. Protection to protect yourself. But a handgun, it could be a fucking BB gun. If he breaks in your house and you shoot a BB gun, he might fire back. But if he hear a BB gun, it's going to alert him and I think he'll get scared. We don't need all this high-powered stuff on the streets. But if the people that own guns think their guns going to be taken away, they're okay with the high-powered rifles. They're okay with it. But I don't understand it. And when I grew up, it wasn't a lot of gun violence. I mean, racism was still heavy, but guns just wasn't really on the streets like that. And now you got people building guns and ordering them and putting them together. It's like, what are y'all getting out of what are y'all getting out of owning a high powered rifle? I don't get it. It's like some white people think that something is about to be taken away from them. So they want to get a lot of guns and ammunition. Why though? I mean, nobody wants to take anything from you. People want to get up, go to work, come home and see their family. It's a few thugs out here, whatever, want to rob or do whatever. But like I said again, even if he rob you, you don't need a high power rifle to kill him. Because everybody's mission every day is to go to work, make it back home safe to see your family. So I think they just need to do away with guns. And to me, if you're not a hunter, you just got a lot of guns, you're kind of like a fucking weirdo if you're just collecting guns, especially high-powered ones. You're like a low-key weirdo. And don't get me wrong, I know people that collect shit like swords, bottles, but it's just you're kind of low-key nerd. But if you collecting guns, you're just a low-key weirdo. High power. What are you going to do with them? Who are you going to shoot at? Where can you go at to shoot them? It makes no sense. Makes no sense. But like I say, the people in charge, these laws, they're not going to change the laws. Because one thing that a white man will not allow you to do is threatening to take his guns. He feel like if he has his guns, he's just on top of the world. But it's sad. And I look at it like this too. This thing is like for instance, Georgia. Like, it's an open and carry state. Now, think about, like I said, these senators, Republicans, they're not going to change anything. But think about when all 50 states become able to open and carry. That's just dangerous. it's dangerous because people gonna die faster than they're already dying, and this race thing, it's gonna get out of hand because you're gonna hear people, "Oh, I shot him because I thought he was trying to attack me." And a lot of people, if it's shot, if a person shoots somebody and nobody's around, hey, he's going to win the case. But circling back, it's just I just think having guns are just dangerous. If it was up to me, you get rid of all the guns except law enforcement. But with law enforcement having the guns, you got to have a camera on every law enforcement. I just think it's just too many illegal guns out here. You know, if you want to be tough, put the guns down or whatever. But nowadays, it's so many cowards in the world. Everybody just want to kill people, you know. But it's crazy. And I feel for you people that are living in an open and carry state. It makes no sense. Because, you know, just think road rage or whatever. One little small incident can lead to death. But in the first place, we need to get rid of these gun laws and rules. Get rid of the guns. Just change things around. Because it's just crazy. And like I said on the previous podcast, you think about it. I'm talking about the kid in South Carolina, kid in Buffalo. Both of y'all kill about 13 people for no reason, because of skin color. But then you might get to live your whole life. You're going to get to live 30 years, but you took 12 lives, but you get to live your whole life. And I say that because even if they give you life, I mean, who knows? You might live to 70. You'll get to live your whole life. But I don't understand. I do understand because, like I said, I was in the military. And I'm Facebook friends with a few guys now that are gun lovers. As I get older, I understand the racism part. I understand it. And these are the main guys that say a prayer for me. Sunday they could be religious and holy and everything. But any other day, when a person of color loses their lives, they don't care. They could care less. And this one person on my page, I'm not going to call his name. When the Buffalo incident happened, he spoke nothing of it. Every time blacks lose their life, he speak nothing of it. But when the Hispanic kids lost their lives, he thought that it was sad and we need to pray. When Trayvon Martin lost his life, he thought Trayvon was in the wrong. But it's still people out here every day like this that we have to deal with. And racism isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. It's here to stay. And the sad part about it, all these killings continue to happen. Biden is not really doing anything about it. You know, the Republican lawmakers, they're not going to do anything about it. It's just going to get worse. And it's giving people more power and an understanding that I can go and kill black people and I still have a team of people on my side. I can kill blacks and still have a team of people on my side, because that's what it's looking like. You know, it's like, hey, you do the time, but they put you in protective custody, you know. And just like I say, the Buffalo shooter, look how they brought him in. He was brought in, hand on the back, no bruises or anything. But then again, you watch Fox News. They want to say mental illness. They want to start raising money for this kid. It's like, you know, like the kid that shot the two people at the Black Lives Matter thing. Cal, whatever. You look at his situation. He killed two people. high-powered rifle. He said he was doing it to protect people. Did it on his own. Killed two people. Those people lost their lives. This man is walking free again. And as he walks free, he's getting money donated to him. So it's like we're living in a devilish world. It's like we're living in a can't win situation. Because they can shoot you and get away with it. But you don't want to walk out every day and be a coward. Because you're going to protect your own. But it's just, you know, it's just a tough world, man. And like they say, everybody just need to keep praying. Stay prayed up. And, you know, stay to yourself. Go to work. Love your family. Stay to yourself. And that's all I have. But until I talk to you guys next week.